Lawmakers say the measures would rework punishments for property crime and other nonviolent offenses, streamline the state's parole system, and reduce penalties for drug crimes. Five of the six bills were introduced last year, but DAs were afraid the proposed legislation would hurt public safety. Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater says lawmakers worked with DAs to make changes.
We want to make sure that individuals who might be considered to be nonviolent offenders and may be determined they are eligible for release earlier, that there truly is a real evaluation and understanding of what these offenders are there for.
Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform, an independent group, says the compromise legislation may only slow prison growth and not reduce the overall population. The group plans to announce criminal justice reforms it supports later this week. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.